When news emerged that a Malaysian-made whiskey had won international awards, it gained acclaim back home, but also criticism. The brand is called Timah, which means tin in the Malay language. Tin mining was one of the main industries in the Malay Peninsula in the 19th century. The label features a man known as Captain Speedy, who was an officer in British Malaya as it was then known, and is said to have popularised whisky drinking in this region. But some have objected to the image, saying the bearded man resembles a pious Muslim man. Others say the name could also be mistaken for a variation of Fatima, a Muslim name for women. Malay is the main ethnic group in Muslim-majority Malaysia and also the official language.
When you take on a Malay word, you tend to give impression that liquor is okay with the Malay society. So I thought that the company was not careful on this. And that is why there's such an uproar.
The whisky makers declined to be interviewed, but said in a statement they did not intend for the name to stir controversy and that any interpretation of the name unrelated to tin mining is false.
Some critics of the brand have called for its name and labelling to be changed, while a consumers group has urged authorities to stop sales of the product here. But not everyone sees the brand as controversial. The deputy president of an Islamic political party says while alcohol is forbidden in Islam, the rights of non-Muslims to drink has to be respected.
Some analysts think the issue is being used to advance political ambitions.
I think it's more of a reflection of insecurity or siege mentality by the perpetrators and also the target audience group that they want to win over. They understand the psyche, the mentality of their electorate base and they're trying to exploit that again for political mileage. So it can be either religious or racial.
Political parties have in the past portrayed themselves as defenders of a faith or race as a tactic to gain votes. The next general election has to be held by mid-2023. The controversy about Timah the whisky isn't going away just yet. Reports have been lodged with Malaysia's Domestic Trade and Consumer Affairs as well as Home Ministries to investigate the matter. Florence Louis, Al Jazeera, Kuala Lumpur.